with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Hill is reporting that Food and Drug Administration head Marty Makary has vowed to review the abortion drug mifepristone. Makary wrote in a letter to GOP Missouri Senator Jeff Hawley that, quote, as with all drugs, the FDA continues to closely monitor the post-marketing safety data on mifepristone for the medical termination of an early pregnancy. As the Commissioner of Food and Drugs, I am committed to conducting a review of mifepristone and working with professional career scientists at the agency who review this data, unquote. Federal officials say the wife and five children of a man accused of throwing Molotov cocktails at supporters of Israeli hostages during a demonstration in Boulder, Colorado, were taken into custody. The White House said in a post on X Tuesday that the family of Mohammed Sabri Solomon could be deported as early as this evening. Authorities say Solomon, an Egyptian national who has been living in the U.S. illegally, had 18 Molotov cocktails, but threw just two during Sunday's attack in which he yelled "Free Palestine." Republicans are gearing up to pass the president's Big Beautiful Bill, which includes sweeping tax cuts and a rollback of social services like Medicaid. More from reporter Bernie Bennett.
A handful of Senate Republicans have expressed concerns about the bill's proposed cuts. Republican Kentucky Senator Rand Paul threw cold water on the plan. He argued the proposal's spending cuts and tax breaks in the massive bill will only balloon the federal deficit. On Truth Social, President Donald Trump went after Paul, arguing that if he joins Democrats to block the bill, the great people of Kentucky will never forgive him. On Monday, Senate Majority Leader John Thune pledged to get to work. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
And this is SRN News. Leading evangelicals condemn the anti-Semitic attack in Boulder, Colorado.
Pastor Jensen Franklin is a member of President Trump's Religious Liberty Commission, and he is urging all Christians to be in prayer, adding, quote, every time those filled with hate unleash an anti-Semitic attack, please join me in blessing the Jewish people even further. We must counter this wickedness with goodness. Pastor Samuel Rodriguez of the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference says, quote, we will not stay silent while the innocent suffer. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorneys for a woman who sued Kentucky seeking to overturn its abortion ban have dropped their challenge. The lawyers have not given a reason for seeking to drop the case. The lawsuit had been filed last year in state court in Louisville on behalf of a woman who was 7 weeks pregnant at the time. The ACLU says it will not be providing additional details about the dismissal. This is SRN News. U.S. job openings rose unexpectedly in April.
The Labor Department reports that employers posted 7.4 million job vacancies in April, up from 7.2 million in March. Economists had expected openings to drift down to 7.1 million. But the number of Americans quitting their jobs, a sign of confidence in their prospects, fell, and layoffs ticked higher. Openings remain high by historical standards, but have dropped sharply since peaking at 12.1 million in March 2022, when the economy was recovering from COVID-19 lockdowns. John Scott reporting.
Meta has cut a 20-year deal to secure nuclear power to help meet surging demand for artificial intelligence and other computing needs at Facebook's parent company. The investment will also expand the output of an Illinois nuclear plant. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.